Welcome to the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast from Fluent in 3 months.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. I'm your host, Benny Lewis, and today I want to talk about juggling and maintaining multiple languages. And this is ultimately what the big polyglot problem comes to, is how do you speak multiple languages at the same time? You can't just go learning one language to another language to the next language forever. And this is one confusion people have when they come across my projects where I try to learn intensively for 3 months. They imagine I would just then maybe learn 4 languages a year and keep adding to that. But of course, human brain has limited capacity, and eventually you do need to return to your languages to maintain them and to continue pushing them up. So generally my plan over the last 22 years of language learning has been to learn one language intensively for a period like 3 months, and then the rest of the time, like typically 9 months out of a year, to be maintaining all of my languages. And this means that there is a very long maintenance period, and it's the only way you can ultimately have multiple languages in your head at the same time. And for some kinds of maintenance periods, what I've ended up doing is maybe taking on one different language per day. So, you know, Spanish on Monday, French on Tuesday. And this way I get a little bit of momentum in each language, and I have certain routines that I try to stay on top of. And I've tried that out, and that's been effective in its own way. And then on other kinds of periods, I've just dedicated months at a time to practicing and maintaining one language. So for instance, last year, I spent the entire year practicing and maintaining my Spanish and Portuguese, because I was traveling Brazil and then I was traveling multiple other South American countries. So I was speaking Spanish and Portuguese the entire time. And this is kind of a mix and match. So I've done one or the other, and that's meant that I haven't necessarily lost too much of my progress, or I've gone back and improved those good languages. And this has actually been a great process for my fluent languages, each of which I had put very serious dedication over a certain period of time to get them to fluency and beyond into the mastery levels for a lot of them. Now, the downside of this, though, is that my weaker languages don't seem to get the same kind of longish focus. And by taking breaks from them, they lose the momentum a lot quicker. So this has been a problem that I've had to deal with, that several of my weaker languages that I don't have at fluency, but I still consider my long-term languages that I absolutely want to speak for the rest of my life. These have suffered, and from their peaks, they have lost a lot of their strength. And I felt bad about that, because I want to maintain them. I want to speak them at a certain level, but this has been harder than my fluent languages. So what I'm going to try and do for the rest of this year, for 2025, is I'm not going to take on any new languages. And I'm also not going to be focusing on my fluent languages like Spanish, French, Portuguese, and so on. And I'm going to put all of my effort into my long-term weaker languages. But rather than doing it like I mentioned previously, that I might have one language per day, I really want to get a proper focus to get them back to their peak as quickly as possible, and then ideally push them beyond that. So I'm going to be giving these projects about 2 or so months each for each of my weakest long-term languages. And if I'm successful with that, then I may finally get at least one of them up to the fluent level. This is B2, where fluency begins, where I can effectively have all kinds of conversations in regular social contexts, and I can follow native speakers speaking between one another at a regular speed. My weaker languages are not there yet, so I don't know if I would get all of them there, but at least one of them, depending on the lifestyle I'm going to be having while I'm practicing the language and the kind of momentum I get while I'm in study mode. So I'm not promising anything, but I am going to try and be hopeful that at least one of those languages can truly go beyond where I've taken it in the past. And I'm not really sure how long it's going to take, but provisionally I'm going to give at least 2 months per language. So my first one is going to be throughout all of July and August. It may slip over for more time, or I may feel I'm ready to go on to the next language. And this also aligns with the travels that I have coming up in the next 6 months. So it's not just going to be practicing the language virtually, but I'm actually going to be able to use these languages, my weak languages, in person. So that's exciting because it means it gives me something to motivate myself to work as hard as I can to actually get to use these languages rather than theoretically maintain them, which is what I've ended up doing over the past, and they haven't gotten as much momentum as they could have gotten. So I'm going to talk about the actual languages in future episodes because I want to dedicate the episodes to those languages. So I'll tell you what I'm actually doing, where I'm going very soon. And I'll also tell you about the travels because those are their own separate projects. And of course, in my life, the travel and the language projects are very intimately linked. So yeah, that's kind of what I'm working on. And like I said, I've figured out a pretty good process and routine over the last 2 decades to making sure that my fluent languages maintain the level that I'm satisfied with, that I can use them to the best of my abilities and that they slip very minimally. But my weaker languages, I still haven't quite gotten a hold of them. And I'm hoping that the next 6 months, at least one of them will actually break into the fluent area. So yeah, that's kind of how I think of the process of juggling and maintaining the many languages I have in my life. And like I said in a recent episode, sometimes I accept that I'll take on language projects that won't get added necessarily to the permanent list. Like I know my Indonesian is going to suffer over these next months that I'm going to be away from Indonesia, but that's just kind of the part of the give and take of the process of being a polyglot. You have to accept you can't be maintaining absolutely everything all the time, but I can accept over time, I can add more languages to my strong permanent languages. And I really hope over these next 6 months, at least one language is going to join the ranks of my best languages. So I'll update you guys on that. I'll tell you the lessons I've learned and anything I'd recommend for other people thinking of taking on long-term projects that involve multiple languages at different levels. And as I learn things, I will share them with you and hopefully they will be applicable in your language projects. So as always, thanks for listening in. And until the next time, happy travels and happy language learning.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Language and Travel Hacking Podcast. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you found this episode valuable and want to help us out, please leave a review at languagehacking.com/review. The Language and Travel Hacking Podcast is presented by Benny Lewis and produced by Kittichai Boonthong, with special thanks to the Fluent in 3 Months team. The theme music was written and performed by Shannon Kennedy. Find the show notes at languagehacking.com/podcast. Thank you for listening. Happy language learning and happy travels.